This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, March 12th, 2010. And on this episode of Arch Radio, I've got the boyfriend. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
And we got a special guest, Larry Vader from Little Fatty Cast V13 or something like that.
We're up to something like that. Hello, everyone.
How are you, Larry?
Well, I'm okay. If you guys didn't know, Archer hijacked my time slot.
I did. I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me?
I do forgive you because I'm laid up on the sofa in a food coma drinking, I believe it's a Cabernet.
Food coma.
Yes.
What did you do? What did you eat?
Well, I was in the mood for lasagna, but I decided to make a Greek lasagna, which is, I guess, I can't ever say it right, but it's pastizio.
Yes.
Pastizio.
Pastizio. Yes.
Which is one of my favorite things, and it's kind of odd. Archer would not eat it.
It sounds like something I would not eat.
No,
yes.
He would eat it if you didn't tell him what was in it. Because pastizio is very yummy.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, it's delicious. But if you didn't say it's X, Y, and Z, no, I will say it because you're gonna talk over me. If you would say, "Oh, Archer, eat this," and say it's like Sara Lee, I bought this at the food counter in the frozen food section. It's Sara Lee, and I just put it in the oven. And you didn't say what was in it. He would eat it. So that's what you have to do.
Right.
Yeah. So, Larry, what are you drinking tonight?
It's a Cabernet. It's a, what's the name of it? I found it at the Total Wine. It's like a Crane's Crest or something. I don't know, but it's delicious.
So from California?
Oh, yeah. It's
okay. Oh, I think Columbia Crest.
Oh, Columbia
Crest. No, it's not Columbia Crest.
Okay.
It's something I'd never heard of. It's Crane. Crane is
Crane. Okay.
Well, we are on our third bottle of Virginia wine.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yes, I know. Seriously, right?
We have to be honest. We haven't finished three bottles.
No, we haven't
wine.
Finished.
All
three.
Right.
No.
We're doing a sampling, and so we're on this third bottle.
Right. You're right. I should not exaggerate. We're sampling three different Virginia wines, is what I should have said.
Yes.
Okay.
That's better.
Yes. We have not finished three bottles. That would be bad. We are currently sampling a 2008 Viognier from Pollock Vineyards.
One of our favorites. And
I think
this is the winner so far.
Really?
Yes. Compare and contrast. We've had the three bottles have been very good. And I think this is very peachy, is a very herbal, floral. Herbal is the previous wine, but floral, peachy, tropical. Because spring's around the corner here. We've had a lot of snow this year.
But Larry, what did you have for dinner with your wine?
The pastizio.
Pastizio.
Oh my God, I totally didn't pay attention. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's Greek-style lasagna. And so you have a red wine with that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. We had chicken and pasta.
Yes, and Archer made it with his own two little hands.
I did make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted a white wine, and the boyfriend picked out a red wine.
A light-bodied
Cabernet Franc with our chicken.
Well, because the Cabernet Franc, it's a Virginia Cab Franc, and I thought it was a little old. We needed to open it. And we hadn't been to this winery in quite a while.
It's been almost a year, yeah.
But it was actually quite good. With what we had, it was quite good. And so now we're sampling this one. But I think this is the winner of the one we're tasting now.
Yeah. So, Larry, what are you up to? How come you didn't do a show tonight?
Well, Big Fatty is at one of his horror events.
And you can't do a show by yourself?
Well, I was. You hijacked.
No, your show is at 7 o'clock. It's 9:30 here.
No, I honestly didn't get home from work until almost 8. Well, 7:30. So, that's why.
So you're not mad at me for taking your time?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't have anyone to co-host. And so I wasn't really sure if I was even going to do anything.
I'm so glad you let me take over and you joined our show. That's fun.
Oh, well, I won't hijack it, I promise. Like, I'm just...
You can totally hijack it. Did you actually have topics to talk on your show tonight?
Well, I just had one gay male topic.
Let's hear it. Let's bring it up.
I wish we had some sort of theme music for that, but...
Unfortunately, I have no music.
and I don't have... I'm actually on my sofa with the kitty cats. I'm not even in the office. But Well, wait. Now I've lost my train of thought. So keep talking and let me get this back together because...
Okay, well, you get it back together because I do want to say that eventually at some point I want to talk with you about the iPad because today I ordered my iPad and I think we Twittered back and forth, you and I, about the iPad and what you're going to order. And you're getting yours delivered to your house and I'm waiting because I'm getting the 3G version and I have to wait until the end of April. So.
Right. Well, I just got the most basic model. And here's my thinking. I'm not really sure why I need a lot of storage because let me clarify. I personally did not buy an iPad. I bought the iPads for work.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, so like it was not – I don't have a personal use for said device.
See, and I actually do.
Right, and a lot of people would. My mother, and I'm not meaning that women can't use the computer – my mother will be getting one of these for Christmas.
Oh, cool. Are you going to buy it for her?
Yeah, because like we've been back and forth with computers and my dad's okay, but you know, she doesn't need all those buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just wants to do some email and she wants to surf the internet a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And she can do it from anywhere with that.
Right. And you know, they have this laptop and it's just, it gets on her nerves. And I'm like, you know, this is, she can press a, you know, tap the screen or use the mouse. I assume a Bluetooth mouse will work with it.
I think it will, yes. Well, and actually, not a mouse.
Well, a Bluetooth keyboard will. I assumed a mouse might. But anyway, she can tap the email or the mail icon, you know what, and it takes her right to mail.
That's true. It will.
And there's no worrying about, you know, if Outlook needs to be upgraded. You know, none of that business. Because they have
business.
So...
like, you don't need any of that crap.
Yeah, and they don't need 3G either. They don't. They just need the Wi-Fi. So I, you know, that's that. But at work, we what I do is I write web apps. So, or that's more of what I do these days. And the Larry Cly, who a lot of people know, we've just finished writing this massive, like, multi-million-dollar-a-year revenue-generating app. So it. Like, but he does it. Sometimes he's in a room with like 30 coal miners working on the same thing.
Really?
And he needs a way to proctor. So what we're doing is in like a computer lab, he's walking around trying to hold a laptop. And that's not really easy.
No, that's not.
Especially to make, like to edit things and all. So I was like, this is the perfect thing for us for when we're doing that, you know, for when I'm doing quality assurance and when he's, you know, like helping people. So
now does he use Google Wave when everybody's on there talking about the same thing?
That's what I use.
You don't use Google Wave. No idea what that is, honey.
I do.
You remember you have to get close to the microphone if you want to speak.
I do.
Well, Wave finally today integrated with Gmail. I don't know if you saw that.
No, you're kidding. I
didn't. It's a tsunami.
Honey, don't get that
close.
It is.
Watch out. It is the Google tsunami today.
See?
So it sends notification to your Gmail when someone waves, and you can go back and forth now that way.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm waving now.
Wait, it doesn't show up on my Google Mail?
Have you turned on – you have to log into Google Wave.
Oh.
And it gives you a pop-up asking if you want to do that.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, but do you actually use Google Wave?
You know where I use Google Wave? Was at Macworld this year.
Really? Well, yeah. Actually, that would be a good place to use it, actually.
They gave you a code to put in, and so then you did that, and it somehow signed you up for the different things that it should have signed you up for based on what track you were in. And so, like, everyone in a room, like, in, you know, some of these sessions, there were 50 or so of us, and, like, we were all on Google Wave.
So that's kind of cool.
Because you could share ideas, and I'd be like, haha, I know more than he does. Like, this is actually the shortcut you need, you know? Like, and I could send that, and I didn't have to, like, make a scene and embarrass him. But I also didn't, like, have to interrupt him and stand up, and, you know, so I enjoy it, but that's me personally. But people will just call me a fanboy today, so whatever.
So then you got the iPad for Larry Cly to use?
Well, I may have ordered a couple.
Oh, you wait a minute. I thought there was a limit of two per person.
There is.
So you got two. Okay.
How many purchasing cards do you think we have at the coal mine?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'd already worked around that issue. But we did start with two just because it's the first gen. But I have a very specific use for them on April 13th. So that's why I went ahead and got the basic one and had it shipped right to us. So we'll
good
have
for
it
you. To make sure. So they'll all arrive to you on April 3rd?
They will. That's what they say.
Well, see, I got the Wi-Fi 3G version, so I won't get mine till the end of April.
Yeah, Extra Special Chris got one of those as well, but I think he went ahead and ordered a plain one, so he'd get it on the 3rd. So
he's going to get two?
Yeah, probably.
Man, must be nice. Well, I actually see a real reason to have one. The boyfriend, I was at dinner when we were drinking the wine and eating the chicken and pasta. Mm-hmm. I was telling him all the reasons of why I should have it. And he's like, you said the same things about the iPod Touch.
I did. And we don't use it. It's never used.
Because the screen is too damn small and I'm old and I need glasses.
Boyfriend, it really is too small. Like, I have an iPhone. And I don't really, I mean, I like it, but I use it, 99% of what I do with it is email.
Well, like, we don't even do that with it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, because I don't take it with us anymore because it's too damn small for me to see.
But we had to have it. When that came out, we had to have it.
Honey, you should know what a fanboy is.
Or else you were going to jump out of a window. And so I said, honey, don't jump out of a window. Get the iTouch. Well, so he got the iTouch, and we haven't used it, and so he should have jumped out of a window.
I do have to admit, my iPod Touch is sitting in a drawer right now. I do not use it.
Yeah, we never use it.
Because I can't see the screen. But this iPad, I will use, because I explained to the boyfriend that, you know, because we have this wine blog that we do, right. And it actually happens to be extremely popular.
I've read it.
Excuse me?
I said I've read it. Yes.
Oh, you have? Did I give you that address?
No, but...
You're smart, so you know how to get there.
It wasn't so difficult. Anyway, maybe you can ride along.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Anyway, I told him that when we go to a winery, we could actually write the article right there at the winery and upload it, because I'm going to get in the 3G one. And he's like, but I don't know that I want to write an article right there. I just want to enjoy the one glass of wine while I'm there.
Now, Arthur doesn't understand my predicament.
I do, dear.
You don't. I mean... Because, you know, all I do is read and read and read and grade. I mean, we're at a different level. So by Saturday, I just want to have a nice glass of wine and not really worry about writing and editing and proofreading. So I don't necessarily want to bring that along when all I want to do is have a glass of wine and enjoy a sunset or something. But
yeah, but the balcony's not... available today.
No, it is.
It's raining. It's pouring down rain.
Well, honey, I mean, we've had like 50 inches of snow.
Yes, anyway. But the point is...
The point is...
That we will be able to use the iPad when we go to the wineries. Period.
Period. But we don't have to go to the winery to use the iPad.
Well, of course.
We can just write about what we're having for dinner. That's always been the case, honey.
Well...
Honey.
Well, so Archer, but you're saying you're not going to use it as an ebook reader.
Oh no, I will use it for that too. Yes, sir, I will.
Okay. I will tell you if he doesn't.
I'm going to actually try to convince the boyfriend to take the Kindle from me.
Oh my God, here we go.
I want him. He doesn't like anything electronic. He wants to actually feel the page.
I like to lie in bed. I like to bring the book to bed. I like to turn the page. I like to read the text. In turn, I maybe call me like the quill and pen. Call me Benjamin Franklin.
Call you old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. But I like that, you know, you bring something into bed and you turn the page and you read and you internalize and process. What I get from Kindle is, well, it's, you know, the next video page. I tend to gloss over a lot of text on a computer screen, and so I don't really read a lot on the computer. I don't really like it, but if it's physically in bed with me, I find like in a half an hour I can turn several pages, and then I put it by the bed and I can't wait to read the next block of pages.
Do you have a Kindle, Larry?
I don't. That's what I'm asking.
Do you still read books then? Like
I read ravenously. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I've been like right now. Like, I read a lot of, like, action-adventure stuff, which is odd, I know. But then I've been reading Dorothy Benton Franks. which is a Southern thing, I admit, mm-hmm. and big and gay, and that's fine.
yeah.
But I love her. But I'm kind of there with the boyfriend. Like, when I travel, a Kindle would be nice, because especially when you fly, which I know you don't do a lot, Archer. But
I do not. You're right.
But I do, and so it's like, for example, the book I'm reading right now, called Shem Creek, is hardback, and it's huge. So it's one more thing to have in my bag.
Well, hello, Kindle. It would be much easier, lighter.
Right. So but when I'm in bed, like, there's just something about having that book
mm-hmm.
and turning the pages, and, you know, every now and again, the kitty cat will rub his chin on the mm-hmm. corner. Something. Like, it's just, you know.
I don't have that issue, really. I really do think it has to do with the fact that I really am into technology. And it may not necessarily be the actual book that I'm reading, but it's the fact that I'm using the technology to read it.
And to me, it's the actual text.
I know. For you, it's the actual okay. book that you feel and smell and touch and all that.
Well, and they do have a smell. And, like, I kind of enjoy, like, because it's late at night and I want to see where the chapter ends, so I'll put my finger there just to kind of, you know.
And read up to that finger, right?
Right. And so I kind of know where I am so I can not stay up too late, this and that and the other. I don't know. Like, I'm torn. So.
No, I know what you mean. There's a huge audience that is actually like you and the boyfriend, exactly. But then there's also a huge audience like me who prefers the technology side of it. So that's why that real books will probably be around forever, because there'll be people like you mm-hmm. who like to feel the book and touch the book and smell the book and so forth. You know?
We'll see. I guess my issue is I would never spend that kind of money on a Kindle.
Yeah, me too.
Well, right, I had a gift card. Remember, it didn't cost me a penny.
Right, right.
I had parents pay for it.
I would have to pay for it out of my pocket. So I don't think, like, I just don't think I would do that. So I'm like, well, with the iPad, then I'm like, you know, like, why would I buy one for home? Like, I just can't justify buying an iPad for home when I'm laying on the sofa right now. I have a MacBook Pro. You know, and it's not that big, and it does what I need it to do. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you know, Ricky from Foul Monkeys just got a Kindle. He was given it to him for a birthday present from a bunch of his listeners.
Oh.
And he says, looking in the chat room, that he loves his Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he just got it. And Ricky, I'm not saying that you won't love it forever, but... like, you haven't been kindling it for very long.
Now, I will admit, now here's the thing I should probably not admit in front of the boyfriend, but my Kindle's been sitting in my drawer for probably 2 weeks without me touching it.
Oh, really? I'm so surprised.
Because remember, a couple weeks ago, you don't
use the iTouch.
Just let me tell you something. A couple weeks ago, remember I was telling you about the subscriptions to the mm-hmm. Time magazine, right. to the web. Yeah. I was using all those 2 week yeah. subscriptions. Well, they sure. ended 2 weeks ago.
No, honey, you're much like the you buy into the fads and trends.
I totally do. Yeah. I admit
and
that.
And so if this is in, you have to have it. But if that's out, you can't have it. You have to have the next thing. It's kind of like the hula hoops of the 1950s or the beehives of the 60s. You were like, you're very much into the latest fads with technology.
I completely agree. I am.
So, and then this fad passes away, so you have to get the next fad.
Wait until the second generation iPad comes out.
We have been together 5 years, and I have seen the fads and
come
the fads
and, go.
And the
I
fads
know.
And the fads. And so this fad has died, so it's sitting on the shelf. And so that fad has died, and it's sitting on that shelf. And so
see, Ricky B. Ricky from Foul Monkeys yeah. agrees with me. He loves everything that's new.
Right, but it's short-lived.
That's okay, if I can afford it.
Well, I have to agree with Archer. You know, here's my perfect scenario. I went out on a Sunday afternoon and bought an Apple TV.
Really?
Not this Sunday afternoon, but like, you know, like
a recent one.
No, I've had mine for about a year and a half. And I'm not going to admit to why I bought it, but there was one specific movie that I couldn't buy anywhere else, but I could get on iTunes. And it's a dorky movie, whatever.
What's the name of it? Come on, tell us.
But it doesn't matter. But I didn't want to watch it on the computer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got in the car and drove to Best Buy because it was closer than the Apple store. Bought the damn thing. Came home. It took me 3 hours to hook it up with all the cords and cables.
Really?
And, you know, I sat down and I was like, I have just spent how much ever it costs, like $250, on some device to watch one movie. I can't believe I've done this, right? But to this day, that is my favorite of my Apple products.
Larry, what was the movie?
Oh, it was just like one of the original Star Trek movies.
Oh, of course.
It doesn't matter. I'm just like,
it was enough to drive you to get it, is what you're saying.
And now I can't imagine not having it. But it was one of those things where I kind of thought about it like I did the iPod. The iPad. I was like, I don't really know that I would ever really use that. Because, you know, I have a TiVo and all of that mess. But it doesn't cost me anything for it to sit here.
True. But let me ask you this. Are you finding yourself buying things on iTunes just to watch through the Apple TV?
I would say I'm more likely to buy something from iTunes because I can watch it on the Apple TV.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Whereas I wouldn't buy it if I didn't have it, because what am I going to do? Watch it on the laptop?
True. No. You need your big TV for that.
Right. I have a larger TV, so. And I tried the Netflix thing, but that's just a hassle. Whatever. But I love it. Like, and I've spent entirely too much money in iTunes. And Chris and I, extra special Chris and I, talk about that every day.
Yeah.
It is absolutely terrifying what I spend on iTunes. But, you know, I own complete seasons of random TV shows because I get addicted and it's like right at my fingertips. And
oh, my God. Seriously. How much have you spent on iTunes? Seriously.
This month?
This month? Oh, my God. I was thinking of like lifetime.
I've probably only spent about $40.
Okay, then I'm bad. I've spent about $500.
You are bad.
In my lifetime,
honey.
Because I've got like 480 songs that I've downloaded from iTunes.
Oh, I wasn't talking about music. I was just
$40 just on TV stuff.
TV and movies, yeah.
Oh God, that's bad. Then
I can rent a movie from my sofa without getting up.
That's like, true. Yeah. That's true. I've only rented one movie from iTunes.
Well, like, yeah, like I rented, I wanted to rent Precious. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Oh, I want to see that too.
Me too, yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to this guy, and this kind of segues into what I was talking about with the gay that I can't stand. And, you know, and he's a little bit like the boyfriend, but not in the classy kind of way.
Really?
He was, you know, we were talking, and yeah, I met him. I met him at the PatricksPubOnline.com.
Of course.
Quite a while back, and he gave me his email address because I wouldn't give him my phone number. And I was like, I don't really give that out, you know, but I'll email you. And so he seemed nice enough. We had another drink, and you know, he wasn't all that attractive, but I thought he was a very nice guy, right? And my age and whatever, and yeah. I'm not exactly like, you know, Mr. GQ, so I figure if he can put up with me, I can probably put up with him. So this is what my life has come to. So he says, why don't you come over for a drink to my house? He's like, no worries. Like, we'll stay on the sun porch. You know, like, you won't have to worry about anything, you know? And I was like, I can handle myself.
Yeah.
So I go over and I'm like, are you here alone or is there someone else here, you know? And he's like, oh, I live with my grandfather. And
oh, my.
Oh. And long story short, we're having a drink, and he's, like, trying to get me drunk, and I was like, first of all, you can't do that. Secondly,
not the Larry Vader. He drinks too much.
I was like, secondly, I'm not comfortable, so I'm going to leave. Well, then his grandfather comes in, and is talking to me, and that's super uncomfortable because his grandfather's clearly crazy.
Oh, my God. Does his grandfather know that he's gay?
Yes. So I'm like, so you live here with your grandfather? And he starts giving me this deal because it's one of these neighborhoods. It's like on the water and, you know, super duper nice. Yeah. But I'm not easily fooled, let's be honest.
Right.
Just because you live there doesn't mean. But, you know, he was like, well, I don't understand boys like you. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And he, you know, he starts giving me the total boyfriend, like, you know, oh, you have all these electronic devices and you had your iPhone and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, you know, I said, it's what I do. It's part of my life. You know, like, I'm very happy. It's convenient for me.
And he didn't get that?
No, he didn't get it. And then he was, and I said, well, I don't understand guys like you. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, you drive a Cadillac.
Oh, he does not.
Yeah.
Wait, how old was he?
He's my age. He's my age. He's like 30. Well, he's a few years older than me.
Driving a, it had to be a used Cadillac.
Oh, no. It's one of those brand new, big, fancy-dancy, you know, sedan DeVille, whatever.
There's something wrong with him then.
Yeah, and I was like, but I don't, like, I don't understand that. And he's like, well, it's, I like nice things. And I said, okay, then we clearly are on the same level because I like nice things. But my nice things don't come in the form of Cadillacs. So, you know, I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm trying, you know, I'm trying. So he's like, well, I'll walk you to your car. I guess you're going to leave. And I said, yeah. So I go to my car and like, he said, oh, what kind of car is this? And I said, what do you mean what kind
of
car?
Did you say a Honda Civic?
Yeah, like, who doesn't know what a Honda Civic is? You know, like, who in this world hasn't, you know, doesn't know 25 people with a Honda Civic? And he's like, that's kind of sporty. And I said, well, it's a Honda Civic. I don't know about
sporty.
I have the two-door one, but I was like, I don't know about sporty, but it's fun. I was like, it's just me. Like, I don't need anything else, you know?
Well, I do. I do have to agree with him. If you have the two-door, that's the sporty one. Because I have the four-door, and that's like a grandpa one.
Yeah, if you drive a sedan DeVille, a two-door Honda Civic is sporty.
It is.
You know, and he's like, can I sit in it?
And, oh, God. Like, Larry, I happen to know that yours is like at least 4 years old, right?
Mine is 6 years old.
So, huh? See, there you go. And he wanted to sit in it.
Who cares? Who cares?
I find that funny. I'm sorry, but I find that funny.
But, no, I was like, go for it, you know? And he's like, what does this do? And I was like, that's the headlights. You know, we're going back and forth. And I was like, okay, enough.
Oh, jeez.
But, like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, I know I'm single because I'm picky, but really, like, and, you know, some lame excuse about, oh, I live with my grandfather. He can't take care of himself. Okay, that's fine. But you don't own the house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Like, don't come pretending, telling me, okay, well, when you get to the gate, you know, they know me because, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, you take care of your grandfather. You know, like, don't act like you're all that. I just don't know. Like, it just bothers me. But I wasn't comparing him to the boyfriend in that way. I just meant with the technology thing. Like, he didn't get the technology.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand. Sure.
Because I have satellite radio, and he was very perplexed by that as well. So,
like, he didn't know what it was? You mean perplexed?
I think he didn't quite understand it. Like,
oh, you're kidding. Come on.
Well, he probably has it in his Cadillac. He just doesn't know what it is.
Oh, you just press a button.
Right. Honey, you don't know what it is. Shut up.
I do. Just press enter.
Larry, so are you saying that you're single right now?
I am single right now.
Wait, the last time I spoke with you, you had a boyfriend,
I did. I did for quite a while, I guess.
What the hell happened?
Actually, we broke up around the holidays.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It was okay. Like,
really? Was, okay. All right.
Like, it was – I didn't really lose any sleep over it. It was a little awkward at first.
Oh, you didn't lose any sleep over it. Okay.
Let him know. You know, like, things run their courses. Mm-hmm. And, like, he took a job that was going to mean that he wasn't going to be around very much.
Oh.
If hardly any at all. And – you know, it wasn't really fair to me, I guess, but at the same time, it wasn't fair to him for me to expect him to, yeah, you know,
to hang around.
And he's a lot young, not a lot, but he's younger than me, so you know how that is.
Oh, yeah, like, he's got too many years to jump around in terms of like where he's gonna stay,
right? So, I'm like, why don't you just figure out what you want? Like, don't worry about me, you know, you don't want to be in Charleston, because he was born and raised, he's a Charleston boy, so you know, he's like, I'd like to try something new, and I'm like, go for it.
Yeah, so, yeah, he wants to get out and try what's new out there and so forth.
Yeah, and he'll be back, like, absolutely, but they all come home, but... Mm-hmm.
But you're still looking, right?
I'm a shut-in.
No, you're not, I'm a shut-in.
Wait, what's your type, Larry?
Oh, no, honey, we're not going to go.
No,
Larry may not want to go there, honey.
But if you had to describe the kind of person you're looking for, what would be maybe the five descriptors?
Physically or otherwise?
both.
Yeah, both. I would say both.
Well, here's the deal. I'm picky. And I can look past a lot of things, but you have to have your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever that means to you, like, you know. Like,
does it mean, like, you have to have, know where how you're going to retire?
No, but, like.
Like, psychologically.
If in your life, too, like, psychologically, yes. Like, you have to, like, you have to have the common sense of, you know, like, you have to have common sense, period. Mm-hmm. Like, and preferably a college degree, but that's...
Oh, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are certainly exceptions. Like, I say that, and as soon as I say that every time, I'm reminded of three or four of my closest friends who are extremely successful who don't have college degrees.
Yeah, but you don't want to date, like, a grocery store bagger.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but you definitely...
But that's what you mean.
No. It can't be a retail queen.
There, you know? I agree with you completely.
Like, now, here's where I'll disagree. If
you disagree?
Let me finish.
Speak to the microphone.
If he is a successful Safeway bagger or a...
Honey, how do you gauge the successfulness of a Safeway bagger? Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't interrupt.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
We're okay. Go ahead.
No. It depends on what you're happy doing. If you feel like you're the most successful Safeway bagger or the most successful gardener at the garden center or whatever, I don't know that it necessarily means a certain salary, a certain college education. It's what motivates you to get up in the morning. And so if you're motivated to be the best produce manager at the Safeway and you're making X amount of dollars, well, it doesn't matter because that person's going to be fulfilled and seem successful. So what does it matter if you're cleaning off the broccoli at the Safeway or finishing off the court case at Department of Justice?
I see what you're saying.
If you feel as though you're successful at what you're doing, then that brings a lot more emotionally to the table than someone who is simply going through the motions to get through the day. And then you'll never be successful because that person is not really fulfilled as a person. So...
But that's honey, would you date someone who is a really successful bagger at Safeway?
Why not? If he was successful doing that, if he saw a future at Safeway doing what he was doing. I mean, I've dated all kinds of people. I mean, and so it doesn't really matter what you're doing for a living. It depends on if you feel as though you are being productive at what you're doing. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. It depends on if you like what you're doing or not.
What do you think, Larry?
You enjoy what you're doing.
I do.
All right. So that means a lot because that means your partner isn't compensating for what you don't enjoy doing. So you enjoy what you do for a living, so I don't have to compensate. You know, if you had said...
financially, honey.
if I'm doing X, Y, and Z, but I don't like what I'm doing, I don't enjoy what I'm doing, I'm just making a paycheck, and so I, as your boyfriend, feel as though, well, I have to bring home the bacon, I have to bring home the security, I have to bring home the psychological comforts, and I've been there. Then that means that is a lot more of a burden than, well, I'm not making a ton of money, but I like what I'm doing, and I think I'm going to keep doing this, and we'll settle the rest later on. I can deal with that.
I understand that.
Okay, well. Okay.
Larry, do you what do you think about that?
I think I agree with the boyfriend. I guess, and when I...
But yet you said you would date someone who has a college degree, though, right?
Well, like, I just know these gays, right?
Yeah.
And I refer to them as the retail queens because, mm-hmm. you know, they're all prissy and they just do their own thing and they're so excited. I don't know. Like, I don't want to disagree with the boyfriend, but at the same time, like, their ultimate goal in life is to manage the, like...
Like the Prada shop?
No, not even the Prada shop. like the Spencer's Gifts in the mall.
Oh, no.
And they get really caught up in that lifestyle, you know. And I only say this because I had a friend who got so caught up in it and had a really great job, but got laid off, and then he went to work at like the Briar Patch or whatever that
really
Kirkland's store is, and he got so caught up in it, and it's just this different world. Like, I can't relate to that world.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't think I can relate to that either, Larry.
But I think that I still agree with the boyfriend that if you're working it because you enjoy it, you know, like, I would probably not think twice, but I don't think the ones that I refer to as the retail queens enjoy it, because they don't. They bitch and they moan and they, you know, hate people, and it's all about where can they jump to next, you know, going from Spencer's to Hot Topic so they can get a 50 cents an hour raise, you know, and they jump around and blah, blah, blah.
And they think that's successful, right?
Well, they think that because they make $25,000 a year, they've made it. And
oh my goodness.
It's a Southern thing. Don't like, I don't
seriously?
Like, it's a Charleston
seriously
thing, or
yeah,
like it's just one of those things where I'm like, it was fine, and then it's like at some point they should have grown out of it and realized, okay, I have to settle, you know, like figure out what I like and do it. But instead, now they're, you know, we're in our 30s and they're still doing it, and you know.
But you've already decided you're not going to settle, right?
Well, we'll see.
Larry, I didn't settle. You shouldn't settle either.
Well, I mean,
I didn't settle. Like, you shouldn't settle either.
I mean, you totally settled.
I know. I was going to say, the boyfriend, he has
settled.
He can make a mean chicken pasta, but yeah.
Excuse me. I cooked tonight's dinner.
He did. It was very good.
I was talking about what you cooked for me and the PM Dawn.
Oh, yes. That's right. What did you cook that night, honey?
It was the same thing, but some more ingredients.
Oh, yeah, some more spices than I gave.
No, it's a fresh tomato and all that.
Hey, wait, you said PM Dawn?
That's what I refer to my friend who was there that night.
So that's not the Gravitas?
No.
Who the fuck is the Gravitas?
The Gravitas is Asian.
Really?
Oh.
I thought the Gravitas liked Asians.
No, I like the Asians. The Gravitas is the Asian.
Holy crap. Oh, my. I'm getting my people totally fucked up.
Oh, no, that was the PM Dawn that was there. Hold on, I'm sending you boys a picture of the Gravitas right
like
now.
A real picture of him?
Yeah, I'll send it to you privately, not like in the room. But yeah, let's see here. I don't know what I like or what I'm attracted to. I don't have one specific type, but it's got to be someone near my age because,
Well, yeah, I think that's actually a good thing because, you know, the boyfriend and I are the same age. I think people get along better when they're close to the same age.
I think they have to have the
that's
same...
That's the Gravitas? He's kind of cute.
Wait.
That's the Gravitas.
All right. I agree. I see the Gravitas.
I'm sorry, honey.
That looked like Stonehenge behind the Gravitas.
He is a Stonehenge.
Is that Stonehenge or Avesbury?
I have no idea.
I wasn't on... That's Stonehenge.
Looked like Stonehenge to me. But anyway, I would say, it doesn't matter. The physical things don't matter. It's what's inside. And so if you focus on what's inside and you meet someone who is, well, I think your best friend. What do you think?
Yes, actually, we are best friends. But
so if you meet someone who is your best friend and someone you can trust, it doesn't matter how old they are. You have to have that connection that is beyond sexual. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Look at that picture of the Gravitas.
Oh.
That's a hot man, Larry. Have you ever gotten with that?
I can't answer that. Anything about that.
Oh, my goodness. I know what that means.
No, you don't. The Gravitas and I are sworn to secrecy about our past.
Like, oh, my God. Look how hot he is in that picture.
Hot body. Well, but, you know, there are other factors to consider. And so, you know.
Wait, is the Gravitas single?
No.
He's in the D.C. area, isn't he?
Love is
here. No, he's here.
Oh, he's in the South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, he just called. He's probably about to knock on the door, knowing him. But,
get ready for Gravitas.
Well, not that kind of rudder.
No, Larry used to do that with him, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
The Gravitas.
Well, I don't know all these intrigues.
I just assumed by what Larry was saying a minute ago.
Like, I'm going to say this. Are you recording this, Archer?
Yes!
Okay.
No!
Yes! No. Honey, we have to be honest with Larry.
No, I
the shows are heavily edited.
Listen. Okay. Right. Go ahead, Larry.
It's fine. I'll tell the truth. I'll just make sure it's all G-rated. The Gravitas and I met many, many, many years ago when I was dating Buff.
Ooh, Buffett. Oh. He's a hottie.
Okay. Buff?
Ugh. Yes, he is. You know he is.
Who's Buff?
His ex-boyfriend. He's a hottie.
And so, you know, Buff and I dated for all those years, or off and on and all that, and Buff moved away. But then Buff came back to visit in 2000-something or another, 8, 6, something, 2008. And when he was here, he invited the Gravitas, who I think they had screwed around a lot when they were, you know, when they both lived here.
Oh my.
And the Gravitas had been in Japan for a couple of years. So he invited the Gravitas to come out and meet us for drinks at the PatricksPubOnline.com, where I was singing karaoke because I'd had that much to drink.
I believe it.
This was in my drinking days. And
honey, you're still drinking.
No, I don't. But not like that. I don't party or anything anymore. I don't go out.
What were you singing?
Either Margaritaville or my rendition of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Since my God, like that would be gorgeous.
One. I like that one. Okay.
Anyway, the Gravitas and I met, and I saw him from across the bar, and I said, "That is the man that I've been looking for." And I
don't blame you. He's hot.
Like, it's everything about him, like, very unassuming, but, like, kind of chiseled features.
Yeah. Not,
like, I mean, he's very good looking, don't get me wrong, but, like, and he has muscles, but I couldn't see any of that from a drunken haze.
What were you seeing? Tell us what you were seeing.
But, like, you just see the silhouette and the facial features kind of in the general build, and so that's what I'm physically attracted to. I did not realize he was Asian because he had a hat on and long
sleeves. Who cares if he's Asian?
Well, I'm just saying that didn't enter into the equation.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Like, I didn't know that until he got closer, and I was like, "Oh, you're Asian." Like, coming out of my mouth, I probably said, "Oh, you're Asian." So we hit it off. And
did he say racist?
Oh yes, I'm full of Asian jokes. But like we hit it off instantly. We became very good friends, and you know, ultimately, nothing more was going to happen because. Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen, but yeah, like we feed off of each other, and I think that's the kind of person that I'm looking for, someone that gets me, and even when they don't, they just laugh and pretend that they do, and so that I keep going. Because
but you know when they do that, they're not really getting you.
But the thing is, like with the Gravitas, like I don't care that he doesn't get it. Like I know that he doesn't get it, but
that's because he's so hot.
I don't know. Like, you say that, and I don't think of him that way, so.
Anymore.
That's like me saying Big Fatty's hot.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
He's got big balls.
Where is Big Fatty tonight, by the way?
He's in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach.
At the Myrtle Beach Leather Club Spring Gathering. Oh.
Jesus Christ, he does so many leather shit, leather things.
Well, the guys, like, one of the, like, there's this – okay. So the Dan and the Gravitas and I were at the PatricksPubOnline.com for my birthday.
Oh.
Or somewhere. No, it was after that. It was like about a month ago. And I don't go out much, but they had taught me into going. And I met some of his friends, right, from Myrtle Beach. And
right.
One of them was my age and very good looking, you know, and like nice enough. And he was funny. Like he was really mm-hmm. quirky and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And about my height, and I was kind of like into him until his boyfriend introduced himself. But they invited me to come up too, but I said, sorry. One,
like
no.
As in a threesome?
No, just this weekend.
Oh, okay.
To their leather event. And gotcha. I said, but you're not. And they were like, well, we're not really into leather. We just like men like that.
Okay.
And I was like, but Big Fatty will be there. But
That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm not, because I would have, I'm sitting on the sofa, you know, I'm like, I would have gone, but Big Fatty will be there. I haven't told Big Fatty. I was like, if you decide you don't want to go, let me know.
Then you'll
now,
go.
Now, Larry, do you have leather doodads? Do you have leather accessories?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't own any costumes.
Because Archer has leather costumes.
Oh, honey, stop.
Why do you do the Gone with the Wind? You do all that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like all the pleather, like, curtains and the rock. You're very much like Carol Burnett.
Larry, he's totally making that up, shit.
No, oh, I've seen the playroom, Archer.
No! Stop! I was going to say, you've been to my house, you have not seen that shit.
I thought it was the bathroom, but imagine my surprise.
It was the dungeon. But Archer had the dungeon long before I met him. And so I just simply play along and dress the parts and do what I have to do.
That's tragic, because you know that's not true.
It's true!
Guru Nudie says that's a hoop skirt, boyfriend, not leather. All
right. That's true! I'd wear the hoop skirt. So, Larry, why are you home alone on a Friday night?
I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that totally explains it.
Who doesn't love a seven-day week?
Oh, my God, that sucks.
I do not love a seven-day week.
Yeah, it's just that time of year for us, so it's not a big deal. I'm not going in until, like, 3, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but that's because you have, like, an event that you have to deal with.
Yeah, we have an auction. We have a fundraiser tomorrow.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. But there's drinky poos there. So.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Good for you. All right.
I know the boyfriend doesn't like to say this, but we have now emptied the third bottle.
No. We have the second bottle.
Oh, well, actually, the second bottle is still in the refrigerator, but the third bottle is empty.
So we've emptied 2 bottles of wine.
2 bottles of wine. Right. That's correct.
Oh, boys, gentlemen, woo.
We're not going anywhere. We're not driving. We're just going to go to bed.
But love is here and now. Archer is gone.
What are you talking about?
Honey, I can't go to bed with you. You haven't married me yet.
Larry, do you think we should get married?
I think that that would be a great idea if that's what you both want to do.
Yes, we do, but...
It's going to take a couple of years.
Let's just say, we're living in 2 realities. You're living in the Middle Ages.
Me?
Yes, you are.
So is Larry, because we're really close in our terms of our estates.
Well, right, yes. I pretty much could be strung up at any moment here in South Carolina.
Now, Larry, let me ask you this. In South Carolina, can you be fired for being gay?
Yes, South Carolina is not a right to work state. You can be fired for any reason or none.
So there's no reason why you can't be fired instantly.
There is, however, a reason why I can't be fired instantly.
Well, you're at a university
where it specifically names homosexuality as a reason for not discriminating.
Mm-hmm. In Virginia, I can be fired simply for being gay. I can't.
There has to be cause.
No, honey. No. Right. That's what people don't understand. In the state of Virginia right now, since Ken Cuccinelli said that, I can actually be fired just for being gay.
Well, I am glad you said that, because I would like some different opinions, because neither of us are lawyers, but you know, we're concerned about our future. We'd like to get married. We'd like to do all... I mean, I am safer...
You are, because you're in Maryland.
Honey, I work in Maryland. I live in D.C. We're safer in my neck of the woods. You work in Virginia. Where does that place us? And I would like to know from some of your log cabin friends...
I don't have any log cabin friends.
I think you do. Where do we go? What do we do? We're not hiding in closets. We're not waiting for the next beard to come along. We love each other. We want a future with each other. But we have one leg here and one leg there. And so what do we do? Because we have asked friends and experts, and it's not very easy. So, yes, let's bring our guns to Starbucks.
Which we can in Virginia now.
Yeah, yes, but if you're gay and living, one partner lives here, one partner lives in D.C., what do you do? It's very complicated. We would like some advice.
Well, I just happen to know that I am. Okay, we're gonna add.
Oh,
wait, we're gonna add Daniel Brewer to the conversation.
Okay. Well, speaking of people with all the answers,
I was just gonna say, you know, if the problem is that you have one leg here and one leg there.
And Arthur's legs are spread over.
Honey,
the
you
place.
Have to listen to Daniel Brewer.
All right, okay.
General stretching exercises would probably be good.
But generally, here's the point. In Virginia, according to Ken Cuccinelli and our governor, Bob McDonald, I can technically be fired for just being gay.
Okay.
Well, welcome to, like, what, 20 of the other states in the union? Yeah. In Florida, it's the same way.
Yeah, but I want the boyfriend to understand that I'm in a different situation than where he's
in. I understand it. I completely understand.
But here's the other thing I think that is a little bit hard for people to understand. Let's say, honey, you and I get married in D.C. Mm-hmm. At some point, I have to come out to my county to say I am married to this man, and
you do, but okay, all right.
Honey, but I'm talking about my benefits. All right, okay. My benefits need to change because I'm married to this man, blah, blah, blah. They're going to say, well, Fairfax County, I shouldn't have said that county.
Can I just say that that is the most romantic thing I've ever heard? I am married to this man, blah, blah, blah.
I've had a couple glasses of wine.
If I get married, Archer, can I use that as my vows? Can I
absolutely
steal that?
I will let you use that.
Because that's how I'm going to end the ceremony. I am married to this man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I'm just saying that I could be fired instantly without any recourse. Because according to the law, I can be fired just for being gay.
I disagree, but anyway.
Have you not been listening to current?
I have, but I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
It's true. It's true.
That applies to the state as a whole, but doesn't your workplace have its own policy?
No, that's just it. Here's the thing. I will reveal that I work for Fairfax County. Fairfax County tried to change their non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation, but the state came down on them like a ton of bricks and said, mm-hmm. "No, no, no! You may not change Can I finish?
Go ahead.
You may not change your non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation." This was way before Ken Cuccinelli and Bob McDonald.
I think you should do it more like Big Fatty. No. No,
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 no, you may not.
No,
honey, now, what do you want to say?
I will say, despite what you have experienced, stop, don't do that.
I want you to speak towards the microphone.
I know that. I think Arthur kind of overreacts. I think there is a reality. It's not 1950, it's 2010. And I only say this from my experience. A colleague of mine, his wife works in defense contracts with a very prominent defense contractor in this area. They are not moving to Virginia. They're moving to Maryland, into Montgomery County.
Northrop Grumman, say
stop it. Just stop.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, because they have a non-discrimination policy which does not comply with Virginia standards. So they're not coming to Virginia. And so I disagree with Archer because we've come quite a long way, maybe not as far as we should have come since the 1960s, but it's not 1955 anymore. And so if Cuccinelli and McDonald want to pretend like it's 1950, that's fine, but we have moved along, and let's face it, most gay people, you live in Virginia, especially Northern Virginia, you want to pretend like Virginia is a relevant state in the rest of the union, but for North Virginia, Southern Virginia, would be in the running for Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. So, queers count, we all count, and I think Republicans are on the losing end on this issue if they persist with discrimination.
Honey, I actually don't understand. Let me just reference some people in the chat room.
Go ahead.
David Dangerous says, you know, I understand what you want to be safe, and that if Fairfax County tried to pass a policy, perhaps they won't really enforce it. And yes, David Andrews, you're right. Fairfax County would not enforce it.
How do you know?
Because Fairfax County, there's like nine to two on the school board.
All right.
Nessa says, do you know of anyone who has been fired for being gay? No, Nessa, I do not.
I agree.
But I will tell you this.
I agree.
The three people at my school who are gay, they are scared shitless right now because of what's been going on lately.
But wait, stop. Of the three, two are considerably younger.
And they're very flamey.
Well, you know, you look at, I mean, it doesn't even have, you don't even have to be openly gay. Look at poor Johnny Weir, who's not allowed to be in Stars on Ice because he is considered not, you know,
family values.
Yeah, he's never stated his sexuality. It's just the fact that they perceive him to be too.
I agree.
And speaking, you know, I mean, obviously, from the things that Johnny Weir has said and done, he's probably gay. But, I mean, I have a brother who is incredibly Nelly. I mean, he's straight. I mean, he's married and straight, and, you know, he's not gay at all, but he is far queenier than I could ever imagine being.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was thinking the same thing, Larry.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's not even a matter of being gay. Effeminate men oftentimes end up being discriminated against more so than, you know.
When really they're straight, you're saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying that. How do you prove someone's gay, right? I mean, if they're not open, if they don't tell you that they're gay, I mean, then it's all just becomes a perception game.
Yeah.
And just because you don't know someone who's been fired in this economy, would you really want to be the first one?
No, I would not. That's exactly my point, Daniel. I have to do, granted, I've been in the county for 23 years, and there's probably no chance that I would be fired, but I'm scared enough that I don't want to even take that chance.
Oh, you know what that means?
In this economy.
Have you been teaching first grade for 23 years?
Yes, sir. In the same school, in the same classroom.
Do you know what that means?
That, I don't know what.
Like, some of your first students are probably now, like, hot and legal.
Oh, my God. They are. They're, like, 30 years old. They are so hot, I would want to do them.
My first students are, I figure today, are 35 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clearly, you both started teaching school when you were like 9.
I was 22.
Right, exactly.
21, actually.
I was 15.
No, honey, you were not.
I was.
You were like 30.
He's a prodigy. Hey, he's a prodigy. I'm sorry. I'm making fun of him being a tad.
But I am probably my first students, I am probably teaching their
kids?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, you're not, but I am. I'm teaching the kids of my first students, yes. I am, definitely.
You know, I should be the one that's drunk. I just came from a banquet where they had an open bar.
So, correct.
And I'm not even drunk.
You should be, yeah.
That my insurance rates went up to pay for, clearly. Yeah.
I showed someone that tweet, and they were just like, you need to be careful what you say. And I'm just like, I don't work here. Fuck you.
I know, I'm like... No, ma'am. You best, That really upset me, Daniel Beaver.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, you know.
You know, the thing that upset me was that the name of the event, I swear to God, this was the name of the event. It was Shag the Night Away.
Ooh, that's like Fuck the Night Away.
I know, and I was just like, all right, does no one at Blue Cross, like, from Britain at all? Did no one ever, like, you know, walk up? Excuse me, I don't mean to, like, be a bother, but do you know that shag means fuck, right? It's like, no one... Shag the Night Away, and here's the thing. Right next to it, in big letters, it said group and individual.
Oh.
Ooh, a group fuck.
A group shag. Yeah, sure, and you're in the Columbias, which is, they love the beach music and the shagging up there, so, you know.
I think I remember a Larry Vader show that used to talk about shagging.
I love to shag, and I can't, but I love the music.
They were teaching shagging there. I'm getting all right. So let me just address this, Guru Nudi. The kebabs; those were just the appetizers. Actually, we had a full meal after that, which I did not take pictures of.
I need to take a pee. So keep talking while I go pee.
Honey, the extra $45 a month I'm spending this year paid for those kebabs. So I hope they were delicious.
They were delicious. They were delicious kebabs. The wine sucked, but fortunately, I went with the beer.
By the way, the extra $45 a month I'm paying this year paid for that beer. Clearly, right. I know.
Oh, and we got lovely glasses. We have lovely wine glasses as souvenirs.
Where was this now?
This is at a banquet.
Okay.
His partner, Joe, works for a large insurance company.
Okay.
That shall not be named up there very blue.
Yes. Yes, they shall not be named. I wasn't going to say a word. And they happen to be my insurance company.
Okay.
So,
oh, my God. Now, the kickoff speech, this was like worse than a Big Fatty podcast, the opening speech, because it was like the president of the entire division who got up there, and he was the most boring bastard in the face of the planet, who basically just insulted everyone in the room. And I don't think any of them realized it. So that was my.
Were they ex-retail queens?
No, this was the marketing and sales and underwriting departments, and the president of this division, who's like, you know, a senior VP at this unnamed insurance company, got up there and was like, if I could have imagined 2 years ago, if I had a time machine and could go back 2 years and plot out the worst case scenario for our industry, I'm not naming the insurance. I'm getting the dirty look from the, I have not named the insurance company.
What's the insurance company?
I did not. I have not named it. They already know
where I go. No, they don't. Oh,
Joe. It's just Arthur and Larry Vader.
Arthur? Don't you mean Archer?
No. That's why you made me hang up in your voicemail the other day. God damn it, I'm coming out of the closet right now. Archer's real name, everyone, is Arthur. And that's why I always get him confused.
Okay, if that's what you want to say. You know what? I didn't have the foreword. I had the foreword thing going to my cell phone, and I shouldn't have done that. Now I have it fixed.
You just didn't want people to hear, go, hello, this is Arthur. I'm not here right now. Because that's your real name, is Arthur.
You're
just
right. That's it. That's the problem. You're right.
And by the way, another fun fact, the boyfriend's real name is Jake.
Don't say that out. He's in the bathroom peeing. Don't say that.
Well, isn't that like the big pretend thing, you know? That
it is, but don't say it for people to hear.
Arthur from New Zealand pretends like his dog's name is Jake, but in reality, it's the boyfriend's name is Jake.
Seriously. Now, Daniel, what are you doing home?
I've got a game in about 10 minutes, and I'm going to have to leave and go.
Oh, you mean like the workaholic thing?
The World of Whatever trademark, yes.
Oh, the World of Whatever.
Tonight we'll be going in for General Vezix.
Okay, whatever that means, I don't know. Hey, Larry, do you play that game?
I don't. And by I don't, I mean I'm just too fat to get it all set up. Daniel, would you please tell Archer that you have met the Gravitas? You have, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he's so hot.
Oh, God.
Exactly. I don't see it. I mean...
Are you kidding me?
Like, I think he's in good shape. And, I mean, he's... I don't know, like... I don't think he's not hot. I just don't like sit around thinking, man, I wish I could tap that.
Want to tap that, but he's definitely hot. I mean, if he put his penis out and said, suck it, I would.
The Glavitas is a very attractive man.
Yes.
But he has a funny walk.
Ooh, he does?
What'd you just say?
He has a funny walk.
Oh. Well, that's because it's all muscle legs.
That's what it is.
That's how they walk.
I'd still do him, though.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't have a funny walk. I was groping for something to say.
He walks. He does have that walk. He walks like he's got muscle legs.
That's what it is. He's muscle legs Glavitas.
Yeah.
So his legs rub together. He needs, like, powder?
Yes. Lots and lots of powder.
Where is he? He's totally listening. I hope everyone
knows. Perhaps you could apply to, you know, to apply it for him.
I'm sure he would let me.
If you got fired as a teacher for being gay, I'm sure that Thick Levitas would hire you too.
I doubt he could pay my salary, though.
Power on his legs.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, the Glavitas, you know, he's Asian, so that means he's rich.
Where does the Glavitas live?
In Asia.
He lives about an hour away from me. He lives on the coast, but he lives about an hour south.
Oh, okay. That's too far away.
No, it's not. Not if you're unemployed.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Right. Holly likes to call him the Velvitas.
You know what? Because that's actually what I thought you were saying, Daniel.
Well, it's funny because he really does have an Asian accent. So it's funny.
Guru Nudy, no, I wasn't reading the Twitters. I'm sorry.
And what do you mean, have I met the Gravitas? I was at your birthday party with the
Gravitas. And by party, you mean dinner.
Well, hello. We traveled over 100 miles to go to your party.
I know, and I appreciate it. That's why I'm going to go to yours.
And when we got to the, I'm going to Charleston for mine, so no big deal there.
You're having a party in Charleston for your birthday?
Yeah, well, Stephen's coming down.
What's the date?
Stephen's March 28th is my birthday, but since that is a Sunday, I believe it will be the 27th that will be at the patrickspubonline.com.
Oh, see, we'll be in Charlottesville. I think I already told you that.
No, Stephen's coming here Friday because we have a game Friday night. So we'll be playing here, and then we're heading up to Chucktown on Saturday and Sunday, and then he'll come back here Monday, and I guess we're going to the zoo.
The zoo?
The Riverbank Zoo.
That's right. I've not been there.
Oh, it's smaller than like the San Diego Zoo, but at one point they had more endangered species than any other zoo in America there. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think
were they selling the endangered species to eat?
No, but they're like statewide endangered species. So we like have a Democrat and like a moderate Republican. Those are like our endangered species here.
Hey, Larry, totally change of topic. Okay. What's the peak amount of people you've had ever listening to the Larry Vader show online?
Six. No, I think that very, very first time, it seems like we had like 30-something maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, then you beat us. We're only at 17 right now.
I mean, it's typically around 17 to 20, I think.
Okay, so we're not really breaking any records here.
Actually, technically, current listeners is 14. You've had
17. Well, I know. I mean, the peak is 17. Right.
You lost 3.
I can't imagine why.
Because we started talking to Daniel.
That's what it is. You know what? And on that note, I should probably
go. No, Daniel, don't leave yet.
No, because my game is in 5 minutes, and I've got to go outside and
have
breathe some fresh air with the game. And anyway, well, you know, hey kids, it was a hoot and holler.
Hey, speaking, just quick question: was it okay that I totally hijacked this time right now?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Anyone who is able to stream on Pride 48, if there's nobody else scheduled to be on there, then you're more than welcome to
use it. Well, Larry was supposed to, but I kind of took it.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's the whole point. That's why we paid for it for a year in advance with all the donations from last year. So it's there to be used.
Okay, cool.
So, yes, right, indeed.
Well, my best.
You know what? The thing that freaked me out was on the way home. I was looking at my tweets, and I saw a tweet from Pride 48 that said that Archer was streaming live, and I'm like, "When did I do that?" And then I remembered that I had given Arthur the password for that account. And I was it was just like it's so weird to like see a tweet from what you would think would be yourself, and it's like, what else did I say?
Yeah.
Well,
sweet tea salmon must have really been strong.
Seriously.
So, all right. Yeah. Well, you know, carry on. And, you know, it was nice talking to you again, boyfriend.
He's in the bathroom.
Oh, well, you know, we will be visiting you and the boyfriend in April, I believe.
Yes, at some point. I hope you will let us know.
Well, yeah, no, it's not like we're just going to show up and knock on the door unannounced. I mean, yeah.
Although you do know where I live.
That's right. I now know you.
Well, I could never find where you live again, Archer, so you don't have to worry about me just showing up.
I'll make you take the metro.
Okay, on that note.
Well, Davey Dangerous, if you would like to stream live on Pride 48, it is open to any GLBT podcaster. Absolutely. Email Arthur at pride48.com, and we will get you set up.
Or just send your Social Security number to P.O. Box 561.
Woodland Hills, or put your name in a balloon and release it.
Right.
I think all my boyfriend just went to bed.
Good night, gentlemen. Good night, everyone in the chat.
Good night, Daniel.
Thank you for joining, Daniel.
Well, you're more than welcome. And yeah, have fun.
We will.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Yes, Archer, I think it's probably best that the boyfriend went to bed.
I actually agree with you that we should end this and go to bed as well.
Yeah, it's nearing that time for me, and I was worried about the boyfriend. The words were slurring a little bit there for a minute.
Just slightly, yes, that's true.
Well, I didn't notice, and then all of a sudden I said, uh-oh,
yeah,
he's in trouble. So, well, thank you for letting me hijack your event, Archer.
No, thank you for letting me totally take over your time.
Next time I'll merge our theme music together.
There you go. That sounds good.
Into some sort of mashup.
All right.
Actually, we're having a thunderstorm here right now.
It's raining here, but it's not a thunderstorm.
Like, this is the first one of the year. The lightning is flashing all around and it's thundering. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Well, anyway, everyone, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking with Archer and, of course, the lovely boyfriend, who shall hopefully wake up without a headache tomorrow.
I hope so, too. But thank you all so much for listening in, and thank you, Larry Vader, for being a guest. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. It was a lot of fun. So,
and we will talk again later.
All right, bye. All right,
bye-bye, everyone. Until next time, bye.